Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. Y'all hoes be asking us, where to get lube? Where do I get a dildo? Where do I get some massage oils? Whatever the fuck you want, whatever you want to bring in the bedroom, go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you will get 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item, at 50% off, you will also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. I love mystery gifts. I don't ever know what it's going to be, but it gets me excited. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. So again, go to adamandeve.com, use code WD50, that's WD50, y'all already know, at adamandeve.com. Don't forget, use it, let us know how it was. And let's get on with the show. Hey, motherfuckers. Hey, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. The Booty Bandit, a.k.a. Peggy Bundy, a.k.a. Debt Bitch. And I'm sitting right in front of...
Just Weezy, a.k.a. Weezy, b.k.a. Weezy. Hi.
Hey, guys. We are here. I'm super excited. It's just us in the studio today. Clearly, I went out and was smoking, and my voice is just going to be like this for the episode.
I feel like that's just Atlanta clubs, bro.
Dog,
like,
every time. Every goddamn time.
You can't help but, like, feel that crazy ass. Like, I had an asthma attack when we was booked for that show.
Bro, I was trying to take my homegirl Tia pictures in the club. I said, oh, bitch, it's too smoky in here. Bitch, you can't even see you.
It's like a blunt. It's not even a weed smell. It's a blunt smell.
Yeah, bitch. Blunt smell. Black and Miles, we in the South, ho. Swishers and shit. It is what it is.
I cannot.
So I wanted to let you guys know that somehow we are still able to experience new things. Although I know y'all think we done did everything under the sun. I recently just did something new for the first time and I wanted to share with you guys because I actually enjoyed it. And I think that maybe... you guys listening, if you're maybe scared to try it, I'm going to let you know how much fun I had. So I tried DP for the first time. However, I will say this was DP with only one person. Basically, I used one of my toys. So I used one of my dildos that I had, and I did pick the skinny one because I was scared. But me and Lawyer Bay have been seeing each other again. Go figure, 24/7 out the picture. Now Lawyer Bay's back heavily in the picture. But so me and Lawyer Bay were together, and... he actually saw this in a video and sent me the porn. So he tried my shit on me and was like, I want to try this. Sent me the video. It was like, Fat Booty Latino Rides BBC. Of course, go figure. But the video and the angle was fire. So basically in the video, what she was doing, she was riding the dick from the back, kind of like reverse cowgirl style. And he put a dildo in her butt. So I've always been wanting to try like DP. I'm nervous. His dick is huge.
I'm kind of shocked you've never done it.
I've never done it.
I've never done anal.
I mean, I've done
this.
I've done a thumb and I do fingers.
What's the thing I used to use with Lover Boy? That the thing that he would press.
The Wee Vibe.
Wee Vibe. I've done it with a Wee Vibe.
Yeah. I never tried it before. And so I got one of my dildos that looked like a dick too, skinny. It was a skinny one, but whatever. And so basically I was reverse cowgirl style on him. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. I like had to get myself up. Like I was super nervous.
Really good.
So I pulled out lube and I literally damn near put the whole bottle in my ass crack. Cause I was like, this needs to be lubed the fuck up.
Why were you so much more worried about the dildo that was skinny with lube? Opposed to like
because
regular sex.
His dick is ginormous, so I know it was already filling my pussy hole, and then it has something else also in my asshole at the same time. I was just like, are they both gonna fit? Like, that's why I had to go the skinny route.
It's
I was like,
two different holes,
they're two different holes, but you can feel it, bro. Like, he actually said he could feel the dildo that was in my ass,
yeah, because
he felt it
skin.
Rubbing on his dick. So I was just like, holy shit, like. Both my holes about to open, so
I'm
then I got really nasty.
I'm shocked when people like,
I
love you
it.
Feel both? And it's like, okay, you have this super thin barrier.
There was a super, and
like,
he filled it.
It's on the other side.
But because his dick is so big, I literally told him, well, that's definitely going in the pussy. We're not even putting that in the asshole. And I said, I got the toy for the ass. But it was so great because I turned into like a little porn star. Like, I literally was like, fill both my holes, only because I know they say it in porn. And it was so exciting to say, like, oh my God, you're filling both my holes right now. And I loved it. I felt like I was like the one. You just snort, bitch. I was excited. excited. I was like, put it back in both my holes, fill them. And I just was, I got it to my little porn star vibe. I loved it. And so, ladies, if you're like, please have a lot of lube. My whole sheets was wet with lube. I was like, thank God I ain't changing before you came over. Swear to God.
I feel like I put the white girl porn star. White porn on you.
I did. Cause that's
fill my holes and some white girl
fill
shit.
My holes.
I've
I was
never
like,
had any black woman or man say anything to me during sex about filling a hole.
So that's the thing. When I do finally watch straight porn, the gangbangs a lot of time, and because I love fucking blacked, are interracial. So it's always the white women getting filled by BBCs. And they're like, oh my God. So I didn't say, oh my God. My dildo was black and so was he, and I didn't use that, Wheezy, so you'll be proud of me. I didn't say, oh my God,
I'll
you're
be
filling. Because I know I be saying BBC, big black, oh, I like them big and black, dude, but I didn't
do
that.
You really told someone you like their black dick inside of you?
I've definitely, on
what
Snap.
What is wrong with
on
you,
Snap,
like, you telling niggas you like.
It's so weird. So I even said, so this guy that I dealt with.
I feel
actually,
like that separates. I just find it crazy that two black people will say to each other that you like
I love the I definitely have mentioned the color of a penis. I actually also have told a man, you have the most beautiful mushroom-shaped head I've ever seen of all the dicks that I've seen in my life.
Let
I
see,
love your
got it. You got a picture
damn,
of it?
No, I don't. But it's who I was with yesterday, bitch.
You know what? Mushroom cups
are
fun. You're mushroom- a great like pop when you suck it.
Bitch,
like-
that's what I did, and it was, I was like, but it's so big, it's almost bigger than the shaft, like it's a huge mushroom, and it's just so beautiful. So I told her, I said, you have a beautiful
you know
mushroom
crazy?
Head.
It's almost a little disappointing
oh, I told
when,
you.
Like, it goes in, and you're
you
like,
know
the tip is
it's
so
beautiful.
Big, and then suddenly, the rest of it, and you're like, oh, wow.
Okay. And then I'm not gonna lie, something else that I realized, he was curved, soft, but then was hard, straight. I didn't know you could be curved soft.
I want to show you this crazy curved dick that I know.
You know
but
I don't
you know
like
the,
curved dicks,
it's,
bitch.
No, it, like, I've never fucked him. It's an insane curve, but like you know who it is, and I don't want you to look at him. Like
if it's someone I know and I don't want to fuck him, I don't want to see his dick.
Dog, it's
because I wouldn't want none of these niggas out here seeing my
it's
pussy.
It's so curved and weird. It looks like a... like.
It, was it bent? Did it? Is it born
it looks,
like that?
It looks broken. Is it born like
that? Is it born like that?
Bro... when I saw it, like, he was sending me a video of this girl sucking his dick. And I was like, dog, your dick is, like, at an end.
Oh, that's pretty. My homegirl showing me another dick.
Bitch,
that's a beautiful dick,
that's,
bitch.
That's a God-given dick.
God damn, that's a beautiful dick.
What's wrong with him? He broke. No,
bitch, he got
the bag
and all.
He must got a wife.
Nah, that.
I just feel
that's
like.
That's a big-ass
I
dick.
I feel like God just doesn't. He's fair and just. And I feel like you just don't have it all. You have a dick like that, you're 5'10". You have a dick like that, you have a wife. You have a dick like that, you have an STD. Or you're just completely unavailable, you ain't shit. I just don't believe that good dick comes in good packages. I just don't.
Yeah, no, I don't either. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Right? It just doesn't.
Something is always wrong with the nigga. Like, why can't I just have you and your dick? Why do you have to come with so much extra bullshit?
Yeah, good dick comes in bad packaging. Bitch, I need to be on a shirt, ho.
I do like that. It's a slogan, sis.
Oh, copyright me! yeah.
Do you have any update on? Have you done anything new or anything going on with you, bitch?
No, nothing that would be exciting. My life has been so fucking depressing lately.
Oh.
But you know what is one weird thing? I've been going through a lot of hard family stuff, and I don't know if it's making me like less sexual, but I haven't masturbated.
Oh, wow.
Like, I honestly am getting anxiety around doing it. Like, I'm going through a death in the family, and I just feel like I can't enjoy anything right now. It's really weird. I was telling my therapist, and he was like, oh, it's part of a grieving process.
But it's not only grieving. You're working. You're traveling because of your family. And we have this tour. So it's also the stress. I feel like when I'm stressed or exhausted, when I get in bed, I can't even masturbate when I lay in bed.
I've, like, tried to take the time for myself, and I can't do it. Yeah. Like, I was talking to Beard Bay, and he was, like, trying to get me into it and, like, send me a video and do this for me and that, and we're FaceTiming, and I just was, like, faking it, bro. I couldn't get into it. Like, I can't. I feel like in person I could. Maybe if I was with someone I could, but, like, I'm just super stressed out because I feel like I'm never in New York for more than like 4 or 5 days, and that shit is wild.
Yeah,
bro.
It's exhausting too.
Like, I'm constantly out, I'm constantly on a plane at the point where like the TS agents like now know me. You know how fucking terrible that is? That's not cool at all for them to be like, damn, you out again? Like, I'm tired as fuck.
Yeah,
you know. And like, I just think for me, dating is even getting more difficult. So that's even making me crazy. Yep. The guy I met at Angelique's party, he's like asked me out a few times and I've wanted to see him again, but I can't because I'm never here. So yeah. He's like, yo, you in town Saturday? I want to invite you to something. I'm like, no, I'm not. Okay, well, I'll catch you next Friday. Well, can't catch me then either because I'm gone. Like, yeah, who am I going
to
see?
I know. And I feel bad, too, because I really wanted to go to the movies. I saw Scotty Beam say she wanted to go see a movie. And, bitch, I'm all Scotty Beam. Bitch, that's my new girl crush. Saw her at a – she was sitting next to me while I was playing spades and made me get hella drunk at Della's party. Shout out to Della. But even with her, I was like, damn, I want to take her to the movie. But then I looked. Oh, shit, I'm going to be in Atlanta. I hope she don't go see the movie before we get back.
Bruh, Kaz had a birthday party this Friday, literally next door from my house. And I couldn't even go. It was right here.
Yeah, we're here.
Do you know, it's crazy. Like, my mom was saying shit to me like, oh, I bet you love it. You get to be in hotels and get to enjoy room service. And
No.
I want to be in my own fucking house, bro. I can't even do home improvement right now because I don't have the time. Do you know what I did recently? This is so embarrassing. It sounds like I'm being bougie, but I'm really not.
You probably are.
I'm not going to say it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, bougie.
I've been traveling so much that I've been just eating, like, you know, ordering food. And then when I do cook, I've just got work the next day. I'm just so exhausted, even fitting in the gym, things like that. I legit couldn't do my dishes because it got so overwhelming that I fucking...
You task rabbited to have your dishes done?
Yes.
It's okay. I do handy to clean my house.
I got so, you know what? It was just the anxiety around all the dishes.
I mean, like, the maid is coming over. I just always wanted to say I had a maid.
I do have a maid.
I'd be on handy switching my address because you get like $45 off your first clean.
Yo, my maid actually lives by you.
I'd be like, new address.
She's amazing. She got a key to my house. She's dope. But she did just have a baby. So I'd be trying to be nice. You know what I'm saying? I'd be trying not to like hit her up last minute. So I tasked her. I'd be doing dishes on some real shit.
I ain't even going to hold you. Now that you say that. So my nail lady, Kim, got pregnant, disappeared. Bitch, I just went and Shelby, shout out to Shelby who does my hair here in Atlanta. Bitch, she was so excited to tell me she was pregnant. And I was like, but you're going to keep working,
like, oh,
right?
Nah, my nigga,
but are
nigga,
you
going to
keep working? No, everybody will be on the team, be getting pregnant. I'll be like thinking, I'm so self.
Dude, I'm telling you, I felt bad.
I'd be like, no, Kim left me.
Do you know what
now
I told my cleaning lady? Now, mind you, she has, got it?
Well, damn, I swear that wasn't me. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, the mic fell out?
Can we pause it?
Yeah, let's pause.
And we're back.
So sorry, you guys. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty.
Dick.
I have a lot of
just say dick. You know how to say that.
I'm having a lot of difficulty trying to do this. So okay, so my clean lady, right? So I really love her. I found her on TaskRabbit.
Dope.
She's a Latina chick, very young. And when I, you know, I didn't after the third time, like I don't like giving money to corporations like that. So I was like, listen, I know you can get taken off the app if you accept cash. However, I'm going to leave $80 here. I was going to only pay you, I was going to pay you like $90 on TaskRabbit.
Right.
And I know you only going to get a certain cut of that shit.
Right.
Take it if you want and cancel the shit. If you want me to, you know, because I didn't know what to do. So she did it. Now we're lit. She got a key to my crib and I'm really happy with her. However.
All right, key to the crib.
The bitch had a baby.
Not the bitch. Now she
a the woman had a baby.
Okay, thank you.
And I'd be really trying to finagle her, Mandy. She'd be like, hey, like, you know, I can only come an evening. I'm like, just bring the baby. I'm going to help you take the baby up the stairs. Come clean
Damn,
my
you
shit.
You babysitting for the maid?
Dog, she came at 8 a.m. the other day. I was holding this baby up the flight of stairs. I was like, listen, just prop the baby up. You know what I'm saying? Count your hours that you clean. I don't give a fuck. He can throw up her shit. Clean it up. Why do I care?
Oh, my God.
I need you. I'm telling you, when you find someone good that you trust in your house, it's fucking lit. You know what I'm saying? I be having weed, little buds around, shit like that.
Yeah, no, money, that's a big deal.
And you never know. Like, you just never fucking know. But I did hire the guy to do my dishes, and he came upstairs, and he was like, so you hired just, like, 1 hour cleaning? You just want me to do dishes? And I was like, yeah, just, like, dishes and, like, fold that stuff on the couch. That's
it. Lazy ass. Oh, lazy pussy.
I couldn't do it. Like, I can't. Sometimes cleaning gives me fucking anxiety, bruh.
I literally have to be on some, it's spring cleaning. Let me get my Febreze out.
It's like
let
an Adderall day for me. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even Febreze. Do you boil Fabuloso in a pot? Or is that a ghetto thing? That's what I be doing. It make that whole house smell good.
I was going to say, I used to do that, but now I got that Meyer shit. I like that shit.
Oh, well,
you know what that is?
No.
I got my lemon verbona. That shit, woo! Everybody coming in be like, damn, that shit smells nice. I be like, I know.
I be like, Fabuloso.
But I live in the Lower East Side, so they got them little Latino bodegas. I mean, not that they all ain't, but like some are like Indian owned, some are Arabic owned, but the Spanish people, Hispanic, whatever. Sorry. You guys are dragging me for that. So I keep trying to say Latino. They be having that little mixture and it's like light pink. It's not Fabuloso. It's something else, but it's whatever the maids use. Bruh.
Oh,
this
I'm shit
smells
get that.
So fucking good.
I'm in the
good Bronx,
so I'm sure wherever. I can go to the corner.
Shit.
It's up there.
Dog, this shit is good. It could take like any stain out of anything. I swear, I think someone in high school, I thought I was pregnant. They told me to drink it to get rid of the baby. Like, the people use
no,
everything.
Okay. Now that's going a little far. You always take shit so far, bro. You are not out here drinking bleach to have
it's
illegal abortion.
It's not bleach.
We is not finna be doing
it's
all
like Windex.
Of this.
What did they put on the my Big Fat Greek Reddin? Put some Windex on it. Black people say put Robitussin.
You went too far.
Spanish people use that cleaning shit for anything, dog.
Just admit that you went too far.
I didn't drink it, Mandy. I had a real one.
Oh my God. I'm done with you. You know what? Let's go ahead and get into the vanilla shit for this week. The vanilla shit was sent in by one of our listeners. Thank you so very much. Again, if you guys come across any type of sex in the news, send it in to us. We'd love to just read new things that are going on around the world, actually. So earlier this month, a Kickstarter launched for LoveSync. It is a product made for couples that you would use to indicate to your partner that you're in the mood for sex. So not with verbal communication, but with the push of a button. Reactions to the device, which the Kickstarter said was supposed to take the luck out of getting lucky, were critical to say the least. Twitter burst forth with opinions as users referred to LoveSync as a central horniness server, roasted the device for trying to replace audible consent for sex, and called out its similarities to a raunchy meme. Ryan and Jen Cimich,
That's a weird-ass fucking name.
Mitch, maybe the C
silent. Maybe
the
C silent. Maybe it's Mitch.
Mitch, the married couple behind LoveSync, tells Business Insider that skeptics in the media are guilty of black or white thinking that is painting their product in a poor light. We're not trying to stop people from talking. We're not trying to end the world. We're just trying to introduce a little fun dynamic to relationships. So, and then it goes in further again. This is from Business Insider. I'll read one more. As explained in LoveSync's marketing material, the Mitches created the product to take the risk of getting rejected when you want to initiate sex. If you're in the mood to have sex, you press the button. If both partners tap their buttons within the same 15-minute consensus window, both buttons will glow green to indicate that both parties are in the mood. I wanted to know your thoughts on that because it's kind of weird. This is kind of some Black Mirror shit.
This is kind of some white people shit too.
Definitely white people shit.
Which,
because I don't even have batteries in my remotes all the time. I'm sure these got to have batteries.
Honestly, I think if it's cheap, if it's like something that's like under $30 or something like that, I could see it being like a fun little thing, i.e. using coupons.
I
love the little Valentine's Day coupons, like, you know, turn this in for a blowjob, things like that. I could see maybe that being used. But I have to say, as someone that can be super PC sometimes, I kind of don't like that it seems like, oh, you're taking away the verbal consent. Like, we have to make something fun. Like, I've heard from so many listeners, and much like you have, like, how do I schedule time to have sex with my partner? Blah, 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 blah. Making it fun in that way. Like, if you're not using and abusing the button, I think it could be cute. Let me see if I can find the price.
I will say, so one of the things that this is supposed to do is to kind of...
Oh, never mind.
How much is it?
A set of LoveSync buttons cost $57, a price that was ridiculed on social
media. That's not too bad.
They believe the price is worth it when you realize the benefits. He thinks people would have to spend more than $57 just to have sex once or twice more. It's less than bouquet of roses or a nice dinner out.
I'm not going to lie. I think that price point isn't bad, only because I think even the coupons, if you go and get the sex coupons, those could be up to $20, and they really don't get you shit but with your partner. So I actually think it's cute. However, with this podcast and something that I will continue to push, because this is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart with my friendships, with my relationships, with my partners, with my fuck buddies, is communication.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, if you feel like you can't communicate that you want more sex with your partner, or you feel like that's something that you can't talk about, there's the option of therapy, or maybe you guys just really talking about, hey, we really aren't in sync with our sex schedule. Maybe even just coming about making a sex schedule. We talked about this before.
I think that it's kind of cute about the button, because it's like not necessarily a sex schedule, but basically what a schedule does is make you feel like something is on your calendar and like you have to get something
done. Gotcha.
So if you both see this green light ready to go and you know you got 15 minutes to fuck in between the time like that the light's on, and I could see that making it fun.
It could be fun.
When I lived with someone, I felt that I was annoyed at the idea of like, oh, fuck, we got to have sex tonight, or we got to get this done tonight. Like,
right.
Until I was doing it.
So
like sometimes I don't want to fuck, and then once I'm fucking, I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
So on the opposite end, let's say in whatever relationship you've had, you press the button because you want to have sex, and he maybe doesn't press the button because he's not in the mood. How do you think psychologically that affects someone who's now kind of seeing, instead of just doing the assumption thing, you're now seeing your partner doesn't want to fuck you?
I know, right?
That kind of is where I feel like it would have a negative
effect.
But
I'm assuming that people are asking and getting turned down anyway.
Possibly. So, I mean, you're getting rejected anyway. So I don't feel like this solves anything. It just makes it fun. So yeah. I could see maybe the taboo in it.
It really does legit make it fun. By the way, if you guys don't know what Kickstarter is, it's basically like a GoFundMe.
Why
for
we ain't
companies.
Do that? We a company.
I don't know.
Yeah, we finna get on Kickstarter. We don't know what we gonna do yet.
Patreon is our Kickstarter.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that at least we do a little bit better. We give them shit. Kickstarter ain't nothing
but
a dream.
You just donate. Yeah.
You're like, oh, thanks. Kickstarter is GoFundMe.
Thanks for donating. But yeah, so I don't
know. Gave y'all niggas a tour.
I think that would be cute, but also counterproductive, I feel like, in what they're trying to do.
I'm trying to read with it. We don't think we're abnormal people. We have friendships with people just like everyone else. Oh, shut the fuck up.
I think
up.
That they were just more so responding to the negative response.
Which is, I feel you, because, bro, it ain't easy, bro.
No, it ain't easy to take them
it
goddamn negative comments.
Sit back down and lie.
So we're going to go ahead and get into...
I had a girl tell me, I can't stand, in all caps, when you fucking cake your face with makeup. And I was like, I actually don't wear makeup. I'm literally posting this picture to show you guys what I look like with it, thinking, you know, the makeup artist that did it for a show, I'd legit post mad pictures without makeup.
Right.
I really don't wear it.
Same, I ain't got makeup on now. I'm missing a whole ass half eyebrow.
And she's just like, ugh, just, bitch, if you have nothing nice to say,
nope.
Why do you say
nope.
Then
that's not how society
yesterday,
works.
I posted a picture about to go to bed, and I was in a little nightgown. And talked about how, like, oh, I'm feeling really pretty. I just washed my face and I'm feeling cute with my bare face. And some girl put, meanwhile, Mandy out here in ATL like a baddie, blah, blah, because you in the club. And I'm like, bruh.
What's the problem?
Basically, like.
There was a response.
It's like, and then someone else wrote, and they're like, why is there that constant comparison of what one is doing versus the other? So what? I'm in bed and Mandy was out. You know how many times I've been out and Mandy's in bed? Who cares?
I'll sit here and tell y'all now, I don't know if y'all are making it a thing. I don't know if y'all think there is a thing. But when I tell you there is zero competition here, Weezy
so
and I
silly.
Not only are two different people, we dress different. We have different friends. We have different ideas of what's fun. We have so many. She's y'all know she's the fucking comedian out this motherfucking ass. I can't even test her with the comedy shit, but I'm more so, you know, I'm here to talk. I'm here to educate. I'm here to have these conversations. So just let's not make this a competition. Because
y'all damn sure don't be doing it with them niggas that got motherfucking podcasts.
No, but we're not going to sit here and call them out because they are friends. We're going to go ahead and get into the kink of the week, guys. Now, this one I'm super excited to talk about because maybe we can get further in a little bit to maybe.
What is it?
Actually, no, I'll bring up something else that happened at the live show. So it's one from the live show. It is autonepiophilia.
Oh, the one that made me drink the breast milk.
Yes. So autonepiophilia is actually a diaper bondage. It is a specific form of submission that involves role play in which an adult regresses to an infant-like state. Often the adult performing this sexual fetish will wear a diaper and act like a baby, seeking nurturing from their sexual partner. This condition is also known as, here's all these words that I'm not going to sit here and have y'all come for me at. So psychosexual is the only one that I could say, or adult baby syndrome. So what's crazy is one of my homegirls stood up in the middle of the live show because everyone was hitting her like, bitch, this is your kink, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
And her man, while they're fucking, actually likes to suck his thumb. This may also be a form of maybe when you get into the baby talk and you're saying, oh, my God, that dick is so cute. You're like, oh, I like it, a little dick. Stuff like that. Or you do the whole goo goo gaga in
the
bedroom.
Yeah, I had brought up this Sex and the City episode where Samantha fucked a guy that said he loved her titty witties. And then
titty
like,
witties.
Then we started getting into this conversation at the show where, you know, like, what names do you like to be called? What names do you not like to be called? And this girl was like, oh, I don't like when a guy calls me a big girl. So Mandy was like, oh, let me come over, sis. Like, thought it was on some thick girl shit. And the girl was like, no.
I'm 120 pounds.
But I thought what you were thinking, too. But then it reminded me about the fetish DDLG, which I'm actually kind of into. So me and Jeeves used to do it a lot. And still, because, you know, we fucked on time. But he be saying, like, you're a bad little girl. What are you going to do for daddy? And, like, a lot of, like, affirmation in this, like, calling me baby girl a lot, like, just this very, like, nurturing thing. So it is some of like the daddy shit we do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She said she was called Big Little Girl or Little Big Girl.
Are you going to be my big little girl?
My big little girl. Yeah. So she took big as in weight, but it's just like, bitch, you weigh 120 soaking wet.
I don't think she took it as in weight. I think she
just doesn't like the name.
Because you said a name that you didn't like was Fluffy.
Fluffy.
She's like, I don't like big girl. And you like, let her get over there.
Yeah. And she wasn't a big girl at all. But
I can see why she didn't like that word.
I can get why she doesn't like that word. So we went through these little maybe nicknames too, because I look at the cat names, a little baby. I feel like you give like baby names, like nicknames type of thing.
I don't
especially
like
in the
baby
bedroom.
Talking.
I don't like baby talk either.
I don't like baby talk in regular. Like when I see couples that are grown adults and they're like,
or like, I don't even like when couples maybe feed each other on dates. Like, oh no, bitch, you a grown ass man. You better feed yourself.
I don't like full on feeding, but I think it's kind
of
mad cute.
Look, you into that shit. Bitch, go ahead and give your nigga a bottle.
No, you know, when you just be eating, you know what I'm saying? You just be like this, and you be like, oh my God, it's so good, baby.
I be like, you want to try some? Get your fork. You can try some.
I do it with my friends, too. I'll, like, grab some and feed my friends. Actually, there's this place in New York, one of my favorite restaurants, called Bar Pithi. It's in the West Village. You can't get reservations to go there. It's cash only. It's fucking amazing. So you get in there, and all of the dishes are, like, fucking insane. I've taken all my friends there. So me and the guys, we go.
Y'all know we not friends because I ain't never been there. Bitch, I ain't never even heard of this place.
We should do our next business meeting there.
Okay.
It's really good. So the food is so good. I'm like, bruh, nobody is getting the same thing. I don't care. So we legit ate like this. Everybody was staring at us. We have four plates going around. It was me, the boys, and Jeeves. I had a few bites of mine. I was like, okay. We switch into food, like in a
Shut
fucking
up.
Circle. And people were like, are these niggas like, what the fuck is going
I'm
on?
Dead.
Bro, the food like is so good. I kind of find feeding and eating together like an intimate thing. I don't like when people are just over the top about anything. If you have baby names or something like that, like feeding to the point where we all have to stare at you in a restaurant, relax. I don't like people even making out and going crazy when they're like in public like that, or at least trying to be seen. When someone's private, you can tell people are leaving each other from a date or something like that, and they go in a corner and they kiss. I find that cute. I find that sexy. But like, stop tonguing people down in the street. It's annoying. And you know what? It's not because I'm single. It's because you're gross.
I only like baby talk. It's not even babies. I don't know. I think I only even do baby talk with animals.
Me too!
That's it. I really just only like, I do, and then I be feeling bad when I do that shit to babies. I be like, oh shit, I can't call you over like a dog. This is why I don't be hanging with babies a lot.
Should we do it like this?
I be like, yeah, come here, baby.
Bro, I treat animals way better than kids.
Yeah, no, me too, which is also bad.
I legit was outside the other day, and I think it was my work husband. He was doing something, talking to somebody or whatever, somebody he passed in the street. I was bored, and I was looking around like, let me get on my phone. And I'm like, oh, I saw a dog crouch down, waited the whole 40 seconds while his fucking owner was trying to cross the street. I had a full-on conversation. I was like, you're so sweet, are you? You are. You having a good day? I'm having a good day.
I'm dead.
Why do we do this?
I don't know.
Dogs, they have this innocence about them, though. Like, kids, we know that they, like,
dogs
grow up
have
to be
an
assholes.
Innocence about them?
Because
pit bulls, too?
Yeah.
Just all dogs.
Babies grow up to be assholes.
Chihuahuas be looking mean as fuck.
You know what I mean? They take all your money. You're fucking stressed out. But dogs are just like, you know what I'm saying? Take me out on shit. Feed me, ho.
I'm not playing with you. Well, guys, before we get into our horrible decision this week, I want to let you guys know that our lovely episode this week was brought to you by none other than Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners, and they now offer sex products, too, and y'all know we be looking for the sex products.
Yes, and you guys, a lot of our listeners have already purchased some Lola
stuff.
Bro, the box that they sent us is amazing. I'm going to let you talk before I get into them pussy wipes.
No problem. One of the big things about Lola that I like as well is that Lola is a female-founded company offering everything that you can think of. So there's wipes, there's tampons, and it comes in a discreet box. We actually had our box mailed to our studio and nobody knew what the fuck we got. So I really liked that. Yeah. And so if you're a person like me, who you guys know, I shared the story where I was even ashamed to open up about my period with my mom. So even going to the store, there's still not shame, and I don't want to say shame, but still get kind of, you know, weird about buying tampons and condoms. I don't know about you.
No, they have condoms.
Yeah, and they have condoms.
By Lola.
So I like the idea that Lube. It's mailed to my house without ever really having to go to the store.
By the way, with your purchase, they donate, each purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters around the U.S. And
I really like that.
I hate to like segue, but I have to. I watched a documentary, like a very short one, with homeless women and how they went through menstruation. This woman was talking about how she had to go to fucking Burger King to get napkins to like put there. Like, it's wild, bro. Yeah. So to know that like companies is giving back, especially with products that aren't cheap to make, because you could tell if something's this good, it's not cheap to make.
Yeah.
But with our code, you can buy them pussy wipes for $6. I know that shit, bro.
You done already looked it up.
I did. Because I mean, I know we got our box, but I was like, well, look,
let me see what else is on there.
That's why I really fuck with Lola though, and why I'm glad we're doing this sponsorship and partnership with them. Because to receive something and use it again in your personal life is fucking lit.
It's dope. So, guys, for 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code WDP when you subscribe. Go ahead and use that shit. We're looking forward to maybe getting some maybe personal. I would love to hear maybe some of our listeners, if you receive your Lola products and you have a review, please send those.
Well, I'll tell you my review. I basically used that wipe. I ain't know nothing gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nothing did happen, but I was with somebody and I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I guess I can't take a shower.
You used it as a whole wipe in your whole bag.
But the thing is, it's not on a baby wipe shit. Like I just smelled like nice and fresh, but they're individually packaged. So you know what I'm saying? You don't have to carry around that chunky box. And it was really nice. And it just felt, I felt fresh.
I know that's right. Well, let's go ahead again. Shout out to Lola. And again, that's promo code WDP on mylola.com. So we're going to go ahead and get into the horrible decision this week. And I really feel like this resonates with all of our listeners, whether you're in a relationship, a marriage, got a fuck buddy, got a friends with benefits, you're a unicorn maybe, whatever the case may be. We want to talk about the horrible decision today on ways to get around bad sex. So bad sex is subjective.
I hate talking about this.
Why? There's ways to get around it. And I feel like we definitely need to give tips to people.
I hate talking about it because
some people can't get away from it, bro. You just got to work through it.
What if
you really like a nigga and it's like the dick just ain't where you need it to be?
I ever told you about the love of my life, the Haitian dude I met, and he had a dick like a bubble.
He had a bubble dick. What's a dick like a bubble?
It means it's so small that when it gets hard, it literally becomes a bubble because it doesn't form a full-on shape. He was amazing. So at the time I met him was when I had like had that ankle bracelet.
I'm done with you, of course.
And like, you know, I met him in the club like a month before and he was a drug dealer, but he was so dope, so sweet. He had dreads. He was really cute. I even remember his name. I was like, look, I can't go out with you places because like I have to cover my shit and like I don't really know what to do. So it was GPS. It wasn't like house arrest. Bro, he went to the mall. Bought me shit that would cover it. Long dresses, skirts that with an angle, boots. Bought me a bunch of stuff because he's like, I want to take you out. Like, I want to do stuff with you. He was so sweet.
And then he fucked and we're mad.
I knew it was going to be bad. I knew it. He was too cute and too great. And like this one girl came up to me the night before I fucked him. And she was like, girl, good luck.
So that's, you brought up actually the first thing that I wanted to sit here and say. Well, one of the things that we could refer to sex as being bad is a size issue. So I will say this isn't going to little dick shame because I have had friends that have stopped fucking with guys because their dicks were too big. So you can refer to sex as being bad because either A, you didn't enjoy it, the partner didn't live up to your expectations, or you really just didn't orgasm. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't. We also still even have considerably good sex even if we don't orgasm as well, though.
Yeah. So, did you read the thing online recently? It was like kind of circulating around Twitter about stopping the focus on orgasm. Did you see that?
No.
There's this thing. It's an article or maybe a tweet. And like people keep filling in this thread where someone said, we are focusing so much on the climax that we are not enjoying sex anymore.
Mm.
Because we feel like that's how it finishes. That's the goal. Instead of just being in the moment, enjoying the person, enjoying the intimacy. Like, the cum will happen, but it feels like we're all, like, trying to get the nut so much that, like, that's just it.
So, what happens when you're not necessarily wanting the sex to end, but they come too fast? Which we've gotten a lot of letters about that. That could essentially lead to someone qualifying sex as bad.
Yeah. I think that not giving up on your partner is the biggest thing. Like, just mm-hmm. because you catch your nut. I actually am one of those women, and I really hate to admit it, that... So I have multiple orgasms, and generally on the third one, I can't fuck anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, I'm done.
And I feel really bad. But I've never left someone like in the, bro, I'm so sorry to cut you off and cut the show. Wait, I have to pee really bad.
Bro, you cutting yourself off.
I mean, I know. I just have to pee and I can't focus.
We'll go piss.
Okay.
All right, I'll continue. You want me to continue?
Yeah, have Tia come and sit in front.
All right, Tia.
I have to pee. Did you see how much water I drank?
Yeah, you drank two of them.
Where's the bathroom?
Sorry, y'all. I'm gonna.
What you mean, sorry? I have a pussy. I gotta use it.
You do. Go ahead and pee his hole.
Take this hallway straight down.
Left or right?
Make a right.
Make a right. So we're gonna go ahead and fill in with my homegirl, Tia. Tia from Flint, y'all. So go ahead. I want to ask you two, what constitutes bad sex for you, and how do you get over bad sex?
I've had some very bad sex, and then I've had some really good sex.
What makes sex very bad?
The whole experience. It could have been the size. It could have been the chemistry was off. That's what I consider bad sex, is the chemistry not being on like point. If we're not on the same page,
yes.
And I don't know, like somebody that's not able to communicate, like, are they shy because they're so like in the, oh my God, it's you. Oh my God, I finally get the, I get those type of situations. Like, oh my God, it's really happening. I'm like, dog, you talked all this shit, text all this shit. Like, fuck me like you said you was going to
fuck me. So this is what I think leads to that. So a lot of us sexed before having sex. And I think it's important because now you're getting to see where people's heart limits are, what they're into, what they're not into. However, a lot of people boost their sex capabilities in text messages. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we have very high expectations sometimes going into having sex with people, and they don't necessarily meet those expectations.
You know what happened? They get their self all worked up, and then they finally get in the pussy.
They're so excited.
So fast.
We've had a guy come on and say that.
I'm so sorry. And then my biggest, what I would consider bad, would be if he couldn't get it back up so we can go another round. Like, I get it. Okay, you was excited. That little two strokes, and he was like, oh. And I'm like, damn, that's it? And he like, oh, baby girl, that's all you gonna get up out of me. You know I fuck a lot
right,
of older niggas.
Right.
So they don't be having like,
I mean,
that
well there's that
stamina.
There's that, but also with talking to men who maybe aren't able to get it right back up. So I just had sex with someone and we've gone three rounds before. He couldn't get it back up. Come to find out it's cause he ain't eat. We went to go eat breakfast.
Yeah.
I left him. He came back, showed me a picture. Oh, he's up now. So you have to realize too, even if this is the first time of you meeting a guy, he's so excited that maybe he doesn't perform because he's so nervous. There's so much in the back of his mind. Now he feel like he got to show out in that pussy because he just said he going to break your goddamn back. And, bitch, none of that happens.
Bitch,
you're like, what
here.
Is going on?
Where I thought I was going to wheelchair up out the room. No.
You know, and what is going out on? So one of the other things that I did put in there is the person is not as big a freak or on your same freak level.
That is the most irritating shit in the world to me because that's why I say I need somebody that's on the same page as me when it comes to fucking, because I be wanting all of this extra shit and I keep meeting the timid, shy, who see me as the innocent. So it's like they not really seeing that. They don't think I had to tell the nigga, smack it. Like smack my ass, like
right.
Do something, pull my hair,
right.
Me. Like
right.
Do something nasty.
But
like
I think that's also very good as women.
Me.
You're okay to ask for these things in the act. So that's something that I always do. Like even when I was again, being that me and Lawyer Bay are back kind of dealing, I've had to tell him, you weren't very vocal last time. I need you to talk more.
That
I'm
exactly.
Really into being vocal when I have sex. So whether or calling names, whether you're asking me if I like it, whether you're telling me to take it, whether you're doing these things, I need a lot of verbal.
Shit to me, some nasty shit. You know, listen. I'm a hood bitch, but at the end of the day, I'm from Flint. So it's like, I want that hood shit. I mean, I know I might not appear to be like that.
Yeah, no.
So like, people don't know how to take that.
Girl, once you open your mouth, they know you hood as hell,
like,
bitch.
Come on, dog. You don't have to tell me some nasty shit. I'm trying to hear, like, I don't know.
So have you ever been in maybe a relationship with someone whose sex was bad, and how do you get past that or have that conversation?
I personally can't be in a relationship with somebody that has bad sex, and that's just a cutoff for me. If we can't fuck good and we can't have that chemistry, what the fuck I'm doing being in a relationship with y'all? I don't give a fuck about the money. I don't give a fuck about the materialistic shit. I don't give a fuck about what you can do for me. If your dick not good, I can't deal. I can't. It's done. It's a wrap.
It's
like,
so weird
because
I've really, really liked guys. But sexually, it just wasn't there. And I hated it because it's just
so
like,
did you
I would be.
That shit or what?
Yeah, it would be like, I would be with you, but I know I'm going to cheat on you. So now I know that we have to have an open relationship or a swinger scenario because your dick is not going
to
keep me happy forever.
Feelings. I'm not even going to play that game or just sit there and entertain the fact because you got to be that whole package in order for you to be my dude in the first place. For me to claim you and we be in a whole relationship, oh, that dick got to be fabulous. Bitch.
Not a fabulous dick.
Yeah, I need that close to devil dick. I mean, I need to be this close to fucking killing a bitch if I catch her talking to you. Like, I need to be that close to it. If I'm not obsessed with that dick, I don't want it.
Yes, I
want to
be obsessed with
all.
The dick, too.
I want to be
But I feel
so
like
obsessed.
Men, I wonder if men feel the same way. Could I just get a head nod from y'all? Do you guys, like, want to feel like y'all need the pussy in order to be with a woman? Or, like, do y'all have that same response? Look, he said, yeah, both of them shit. So it's got to, this is what we doing, bitch. Get your ass back on the mic, ho.
Come on, Weezy.
Hey, bye, so we got Weezy back. Thank you, Tia.
Nice to you.
And I'll go ahead and share her Instagram so y'all can see the voice.
Like, I've never done like a piss break like that.
Oh, I did recording cocktails, bitch. I was so drunk in here. Shout out to Kiki and Medina. Bitch, we were so drunk. I was slurring by the end of the episode.
I can't believe they drink every
episode. We drank almost a whole bottle. We was making Moscow mules up in this bitch. Done, bitch. I said, y'all play so much.
I can't, I'm only drinking so much water because I'm so dehydrated from last night.
We already can't get words right sober. I would not be sitting here trying to talk drunk.
And you know what? It's funny, like when people come and they're on our podcast and like, oh, y'all got anything to drink? Benson has been bringing alcohol for guests, but I'm like, I don't want to fucking drink.
Yeah, no.
I get really dumb.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm already pretty focused.
So I was asking Tia, and I think you've actually gotten into your relationships because the sex was so good. But I wanted to know if you've ever been in a relationship or felt like you couldn't stop dealing. You had to stop dealing with someone because of the sex being bad. Mm-hmm. And if that was communicated to them that you didn't enjoy
it. Never somebody great. I'll tell you that. Like, if I've had chemistry with someone, that's never happened to me.
Okay.
I've found that when someone is dope, we make it work, you know, but... size, like besides that like crazy issue with him having a micro penis, which is an actual thing. No, mainly because I take a lot of time before I'm ready to fuck someone, only because I just like don't want to waste my time.
Right.
I kind of like getting to know someone, getting that chemistry flow going. So I'm generally so into them before I fuck them. But I have maybe talked about it on the podcast before. I used to fuck this fireman in Orlando. And that was when Vinny was talking about shrimp dick and we made the song.
Got you.
So when I was fucking him, it was amazing. I was having crazy orgasms.
But he had a shrimp dick.
I didn't remember that shit, dog. I did not remember the shrimp dick at all. And we were dating, stopped. I moved to New York, came back to visit, had sex with him. And I was like, what? I couldn't even feel it. And I started crying after. And Vinny was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, dog, I've been wasting my fucking time fucking this nigga.
But I will
and
say.
And he gave me that song to make me feel better.
When you have emotions for people, it blinds you with bad sex.
Which is why I don't mind.
I'm not going to hold you.
Like, that's why you got to get to know them, dog.
So let me ask you, has anyone ever texted you? Because we just talked about expectations. We talk about communicating before having sex, which you said you do with your partners as well as myself. Have you ever gone into where... your expectations was high because they was talking so much shit and then they left you kind of with bad sex?
Bitch, if I tell you who that was?
No, don't tell me. I don't need to know.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, really?
We have great sex, but when he comes, he stops. You don't know him. Yeah. Why she like, who?
Yeah, no.
Shit, y'all all like who, huh? All y'all listening in the car at work and I was like, bitch, who? Listen, we've had great sex. He's had a great sized dick. But when he comes, he just kind of like is done. And I think he notices that.
Oh, and you want rounds.
But I mean, mind you, it's been a long time. But I vividly remember that. And I just kind of remember him like turning over, kissing me and going to sleep. And I'd be like, nigga, what? Mind you, it was
that.
A fucking long distance relationship.
Yeah, I
so I'm just
that.
Like, I fucking came here for this?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
And like, I know your fucking foot is broke or your ankle's broke or there's some
pissed.
Shit wrong with that nigga.
Yeah.
But like, come on!
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Other than that, no. So actually pretty crazy because you don't realize how sometimes sex can improve, right? So the fireman I had sex with him was trash.
Yep.
With Scissors, I hadn't had sex with her in years. And we had sex Thanksgiving when I came back. And I was like, dog, are we just both better at fucking? Or like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Are we just young and dumb? Or do we know each other's bodies? What the fuck is this? And it's like, when you can actually grow and learn some skill, that's a dope thing too.
Yeah,
'cause I was 100%. Fucking her in my early 20s, right? And now like,
but you
I've
also become,
pussy.
Right, you become more confident with yourself, your body. You are a little bit more experienced. I told you, even when I was fucking 24/7, we were fucking for 5 years. And up till literally this year, 5 years later, we were still having some of the best sex. Like, it just kept getting better and better and better.
Get better and better. I don't think I've really had experiences where sex gets worse. You know, like,
I think when I stopped to like someone.
Okay, okay, course, yeah. That. But I'm saying, in the moment, like, I hear what you're saying. That's true. That's very true. When you don't like someone anymore, you're done with the dick.
You're done.
But I think that, like, as it grows, as you learn how someone likes to come, things like that, it just gets better. I've had that conversation with Jeeves where, like, I could easily say he's the best sex I've ever had.
Okay.
And it's crazy because, did I ever tell you about the thing about how we've never not went a day without fucking?
No.
So we had this weird thing going on, right? When we were dating, there had never been one day that we'd seen each other that we didn't have sex. And it was starting to become a thing that was almost scary. Like, I could have a fever, and I was like, damn, we're not going to fuck. We would. I'd be on my period. We'd fuck. Like, something would happen.
Nasty.
The circumstances.
Filthy.
We went out of town in Staten Island to go see the show, came home. I was like, damn, we too tired to fuck. We still fucked. And it was like, what the fuck is it? And we had this crazy chemistry with sex. And we had sex a few months back, and he said to me, like, yo, I am honestly scared. Like, this is wild. Like, we are not dating anymore. We're seeing other people. I'm trying to date people. I can't even get it. Like, I don't even want to fuck. And he's like, it's just too good. And it's scary, bro.
Yeah.
And that really terrifies me for the future when it's just like, sex has been too good that now all sex is bad sex.
That's
when you've
why
had premium dicks.
No, it is. That's why I told you I legit am coming into 2019 wanting a partner, wanting to find a boyfriend, wanting to be with somebody. And all of the listeners, when I go on IG Live in the comments, they're like, sis, if you want a boyfriend, if you really want to speak that into existence, you're going to have to drop 24/7, sis. Because 24/7 made it to where I didn't want to waste my time on dates. I didn't want to,
right.
Because I was scared to have bad sex because I was getting good sex.
The only thing that we can do is genuinely like trip. Like, my mind tricked my pussy into thinking that dick wasn't a shrimp.
Oh.
And so, like,
psychological.
If you start to like care more and things like that, I think it could be better. I don't
know. So let me ask you, for the people who are in relationships, because this is, again, one of the emails that we get often. If you're stuck in a relationship and the sex is bad for whatever reason, he's not big enough, he's not freaky enough, he doesn't fuck you enough, what advice do you give to our listeners who are in relationships and the sex just ain't good?
I think when you're stuck in a rut with sex and it's just not good, or you're not getting enough, or things like that, obviously you have to make sex become something that's exciting, because the current idea that the person has of sex, they're not interested in. They either don't want to fuck you or they're not too invested, and it's just like blah. You have to reinvent what the fuck sex is between the two of you, right? So something I did once with a dude I dated, we weren't having bad sex, but it just was becoming more boring. So he booked a hotel room and told me that I could pick up a key downstairs and that he'd meet me in there. And the whole thing was us to pretend like he was paying me for it. Like, he just had me come. And so I got there and I shook his hand and I told him my name. And I was like, you want to use a condom? Because if you don't, it's extra, even though we've been fucking for years. And it was like a really fun thing we did. It was really playful and getting to know each other and kind of just like trying to spark it up. And there was times where like we got in and out of the role play and laughed about shit. But I think that if we can start doing that, if we can start making sex a little more fun when it becomes stale, then our partners are going to want to fuck us more. We lived on that high of that one hotel thing for like months. Like, it was mad fun.
I love that.
He was like, first of all, where's Sherry? That was I don't know where that.
Sherry?
I don't.
Sherry was your sex whole name? Like Dirty Diana? Like, your alter ego was Sherry?
Sherry Hilson on Pornhub at the time.
Sherry Hilson?
I think it's, you know who I'm talking about? Oh my God. You know who this is?
No.
Bitch.
Sherry Hilson. So you said your name is Sherry Ho.
It might be Cherry, but bitch, she fine. Because it's like, she looks like Carrie Hilson.
Look, can the camera guy stop nodding his head like, oh yeah, I done came to Sherry.
Fire.
I done came to Sherry, bitch.
And she did this one gangbang.
Yeah, she fine. She fine. That's what you
Sherry Hilson. So you know I like bukkake, and that's how I found her. Except she did the bukkake I don't like. It's when they get all the white men in a room and they do this southern thing. I can't watch
they do
that.
A southern thing?
They wear like fucking Confederate flags.
Oh nah, bruh.
It's
I'll pass
really bad
on that shit.
But I didn't know what it was. I just typed in bukkake, right? So I saw this scene and I was like, oh, this about to be lit. And then it got crazy.
That's one of those where you end up in a goddamn rabbit hole.
I was like,
goddamn porn.
Let me try to just pull her up. Carrie Hilson featuring Sherry Hilson in their unofficial music video. Because
wait, they have an unofficial.
Oh my God,
it ain't loading. Well, I'm gonna look her up.
She's fucking hot.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm down for it.
She's really fine. I just love any porn where women are like good looking. when I'm like,
me too. She looks like Carrie Hilson.
I know. She's and like pretty as fuck. The titties is perfect. Hold on,
they
wait,
really
they
put her in a video
this.
With Carrie Hilson. Yo, get the fuck out of
no,
here,
people
yo.
Are trash.
What is wrong with Pornhub, y'all?
Yo, look at Pornhub comments. Supposedly, they're first cousins.
I am dead. Oh, bitch, do y'all be reading the Pornhub comments?
Dog, that shit
I love
so
it.
Good.
I read the Pornhub comments to see what I'm finna like, and they be giving you minute marks.
Yup, 39, 31. Ooh, wild.
Look at the face. Yes, bitch, I be looking at the
have
comments.
Have you ever left
mark.
A Pornhub comment?
I
never have.
I will sit here. I want to sit here and give a huge shout out to Savon from the Joe Budden podcast. Shout out also to Pornhub. Apparently, Pornhub listens to the Joe Budden podcast. So they got all these free codes for premium. And nigga, he gave me free premium for a year. So now I get to watch all the porn videos I couldn't watch. Bitch, it is lit.
Oh, them shits that's supposed to be $1 with the
yeah,
star.
Yeah, that you got to pay the star ones.
I mean,
so the orange star, bitch, I got that shit.
It's
shout
only
out
like
Savon.
$1 a month.
No, bitch, it's $9.99 a month.
That's a lot.
Girl, it was a call.
Bruh.
I
plus,
can't share.
If you're
going to
pay for porn, I feel like you should pay the porn star directly. I feel like that'll be better. If you do porn or sex work, let us know. Damn, I had a thought about the comment. Oh, yeah. The best Pornhub comment I've ever seen was amateur porn, and there was TV in the background. And these niggas in the comments was like, yo, I love that episode of Family Guy.
Yo,
that
get
shit
the
is hilarious.
Fuck out of here.
And then they kept talking about Peter's a crazy motherfucker.
I'm not going to. The part of the. Actually, if you go to amateur porn, I actually like when they play music because then I can know what year
it.
This was filmed. But, bitch, I like when it's hip-hop music. So, bitch, I be watching, like, them fucking the, like, Young Thug. And I go, oh, bitch, I like this song. I could fuck to this song, too. I like hearing rap music on porn. I don't know why,
but
love it.
I've always said I don't get why people have music in the background of porn. Like, it sounds so bad. Who can get off to this? I need to hear the moan.
I
never thought people were into it.
No, I like only hip-hop music, though, but that's just me.
Okay,
I don't
if
like
you're
the,
in the room
I don't like
and
the
you like music in your porn, raise your hand.
I don't like the dude did it. But y'all like, look.
For real?
Y'all cool if they fucking in Young Thug playing, bitch. You like, oh, this a bop.
Bro, I even hate created music that's just like a nice, like you know, you know Passion HD? Passion HD be having that softcore music.
See,
like,
I don't like porn music. And so this is the thing, too. So I'm one of those when I watch porn, I like watch a couple seconds, then I fast forward, then I'm like, damn, he's still sucking dick. We 12 minutes in. Then I keep going.
I love
then
how you just said he's sucking dick.
Oh, yeah, he's sucking dick. Y'all know I watch K-porn. So then as I'm watching and I'm fast forwarding it, bitch, when they have the rap music, it go from Young Thug to Lil Wayne to... So I'm catching all these different bops while I'm watching porn. It's
back
lit.
Home smoking legal.
Yeah.
Are you taking a dick though? Hold on, this is the shit I hate.
I don't like that music.
Wait,
that only.
Oh, they stopped it.
I don't think a lot of black porn has that type of music unless it's like really well produced.
This is awful.
No, no, bitch.
Let's check out another score.
I'm not listening to that motherfucking music. Anyways, let's
well,
go.
Well, this is Passion HD. Let me see if Blacked has any. God damn.
No, Blacked doesn't put music on when they be fucking. Blacked, you hear the moans and the talking.
Do they have an intro music?
Yeah, they do. They do. It's right before. But it's right before.
Is it a jingle that you know?
No, it's.
Last night we went out and there were so
I was about to say it happens when the skit goes on.
But Jessica and Taylor didn't even want to go to an app.
No, but I wanted the black dick.
Wait, let's see.
Dog, but they act good,
Jessica's
bro.
Oh, now Jessica's sucking dick. That nigga's so fine, bro.
Dog, the one with the tattoos?
Yup.
Bitch, he fine. He's my favorite.
I follow him on Instagram.
I follow him on Instagram.
Bro, look at him.
I know, he's beautiful. He's
he looks
like all types of a
basketball player that didn't make it.
Girl, that's exactly what he looks like. So he went to
let's interview him.
I would love to. He's in LA. We'll set it up.
Jason Love.
Love.
Bro, we got this.
Look
though.
Up Jason Love, y'all. He looked like, yeah, a basketball
Bruh,
player who didn't make it
this.
And went to the streets, bro.
Oh,
he
we
fine.
Got this.
He
I'm
fine.
Who is his team? Bro, first of all, somebody, don't we have PR now? They need to do this.
Yeah, they
Let
need
me
to
put
set
this
that
in
up.
My notes.
They need to set that up. I love him. I want to talk about him. And
One
he
second.
Be giving that dick.
Contact OK Player regarding a Jason Love interview for May in LA.
Boom. Set it up. Okay, look, we putting the management on blast. Anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and really quick head into our home mail before we get out of here. The first one I wanted to read is actually from a woman. So I was supposed to find the feedback from the girl from the episode 100. She did respond, but I couldn't find it. So I have to, honey, if you can DM me again, we'll put your update on. But this one was great. She said, quick story. I've recently been having the best fucking sex of my life. And while I was over at a dude's house, I saw links to trans porn. Now, I would have totally tripped before, but I played it cool and was all smooth about asking him about it. I didn't want him to feel attacked or embarrassed, so I brought up porn and said we should watch a little something together before we got started. And I brought up categories and what we liked, and it went over so smooth. Swear on everything, if it wasn't for your podcast and the topics y'all discuss, I would have been so closed-minded and lost someone who's been putting it down on me. So, thank you. And we're going to get anal toys because this bitch has been too scared to try anal. Just some love and appreciation for what the two of you bring to women everywhere.
Thanks.
So I'm so glad you wrote that. This last home mail is saying advice needed.
Hold on, wait, wait. Yeah. I wanted the recap from the girl.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. It's in my DMs. And I forgot the screenshot. And then I have fucking 7,000 screenshots and I didn't find it. I know. Damn. I'm going to have to find it. Well, this was last minute because, bitch, a hoe canceled on us once again. So I couldn't find it. Okay. Next episode. Okay. Next episode. Ooh. Hey, ladies. Spice. I came across your podcast a few months ago and have been hooked ever since. I'm a bit nervous to reach out to you all, but you only live once, right? My husband has been deployed for 7 months and is scheduled to return soon. Since he has been gone, we have taken up sexting and FaceTime teasing. When he gets home, I plan to suck his soul out of his dick.
Good for you.
That's not the problem. The problem is I can't swallow or stomach him coming in my mouth without spitting it out immediately unless I'm drunk. I'm the type of person who can't eat bananas, jello pudding, or anything cream-filled because of the texture. The texture of nut makes me want to vomit. I love sucking his dick, and I do a damn good job, but I feel like a buzzkill when I gag and have to spit it out immediately when we are sober. It's not the taste of his cum, it's just the texture, not even jello. I want to swallow his seeds upon arrival, but I'd like to do it sober. Any tips? Thanks, ladies. She says she don't even eat jello or pudding, ho.
Why do you have to swallow if you don't like it?
I don't. So the texture, depending on your partner, is not the same. Like 24/7 has real watery consistency. And then I fucked someone else and it was a little thicker. And I was like, I'm not used to this. I'm like, oh, this was a little.
That was really
this was
funny.
A little thicker than
I
normal.
I want to see something. Semen consistency. How does that play a part?
But it's not even about the taste. She said it's literally the consistency. I don't know how. I don't
normally
know how.
Normally, semen
men
is
change?
A thick whitish fluid. However, several watery semen is a sign of low sperm count. Oh, that nigga do smoke mad weed.
He do smoke hella weed. He be smoking weed while I suck his dick. So that makes sense. Low sperm count. Okay. Well, yeah, his is really smooth and like it's not thick at all.
Hold on. Let me just see what Google talking about. Can't swallow semen. Taste.
It's consistency, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So have you ever had a consistency that bothered you?
Madame Noir.
Oh, okay. I like her.
Me too. I just kind of want to see what people say, and then we can give our input, because on some real
shit,
I would say don't do it if you don't like it. So I don't want to give that advice, because it seems like that's not what she wants.
She wants to like it.
I know. Here's the thing that's crazy. Like, it seems like... When giving head, never gag or say, ugh, when you know semen's in your mouth. You know you wouldn't want him doing the same of you. However, if it's that unbearable, excuse yourself and spit it out in another room. Bruh, that sounds even worse. This is awful advice. Excuse yourself. Why can't you?
I'm a swallower,
this is what
so
I do.
I don't know.
I'm not a swallower, but I've never had anyone have a problem with it because I'd be making the shit look nasty. I'll put it in my mouth and I'll spit it back out on their dick and I'll play with it and shit.
Oh, you
like
can't
that.
Do that.
Like
that's good advice. So then it doesn't necessarily have to stay in your mouth.
I don't like to swallow. I don't know why. It's not the consistency. I just don't like swallowing.
Oh, I like to know where them things go.
Okay.
So I'm just saying. I like to have a full count of all million of the babies and they in my throat. What? Is it like a million babies, right? We did the count. Is it a million babies?
Damn, what is it?
What is it, like 17,000? 700,000? It's seven something. I don't know how many babies come out with the ejaculation.
I like to spit it back out on the dick, and niggas love that shit because
it's like
mad
that.
Nasty.
I like that.
And then I kind of still, and then I'll lick the balls if there's no semen on there so it could act like I'm doing something.
I will say what you did read was actually good advice. Don't make it seem like it's disgusting in front of him.
Excusing yourself is kind of weird when you could spit it out.
I know, because this is a nice, clean way to excuse yourself.
Do you know
yourself.
How fucking fast you'd have to do that?
It's not really that fast.
Look at
you
me right now.
You might have to deal with it in your mouth.
How am I going to do that? I'm going to drink this water and then have to figure out, like, what am I supposed
to do? No, it's not. So this is a tip that I can give you because I've done it. No, it doesn't even have to be like that. When he comes, He probably passed out anyway, laying on the bed. Oh, my God. So dick all flaccid, laying out.
That's not enough time.
No. So slowly get up off the bed. And when you go to the bathroom, you can still run the water, spit it while you run the water, but come back with a warm rag to wipe his dick. Niggas love warm rags. They like when you can clean them off after you have sex. It like makes them feel like a pamper king or whatever. I know it's what.
Just put it on your face. I don't even get it.
But she wants to swallow. You could put it on your face, but I'm not going to lie. You know, I don't like seeing sperm. So I be telling niggas, oh, you so nasty. I don't like seeing cum. So maybe that's also why I like to swallow.
Put it on your face.
I don't know.
I mean, on your tits. I was going to say that. Like, put it on your titties.
She want to swallow. You're not giving her the advice she's looking for.
I'm trying to tell her to go around it. The consistency isn't going to change. Bitch, you can't even eat a Jell-O.
Yeah, or pudding. Damn.
It's the throat.
It might be her throat.
Yeah. I'm trying to see how many is in there. A fertile man produces between 40 million and 1,800 million sperms in total.
Oh, that's their whole life though, right?
Yeah. So the majority produce between 40 and 60 million sperm cells per milliliter, giving an average total of 80 to 300 million sperm per ejaculation. 300 million sperm?
That's a lot.
I'm good.
We was off. We said 70,000. We always off.
That's why pre-cum be getting these hoes pregnant.
That's exactly what the fuck it is. That's a lot. Anyways, go ahead and let them know about our Patreon.
80 million? I have 300 million chances to get pregnant? Yeah. Throw me down the stairs, bitch.
I hate you. Don't do this. We are not. You have gone too far yet again. Let's go ahead. You tired, ho. You too tired. No, bitch. We too tired. Go ahead.
I am.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say what?
Tell them about Patreon.
Yo, we're on tour, and that's why.
Anyways, we want to
I got it. Let me get it out. I had it in my head. Patreon is the reason that we're on tour. Okay. Here are our tour dates so that you know them. Yesterday was our New York show. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are upcoming are in Chicago, March 30th. If it's already sold out, try to check our Instagram. We always, the day before a show, will post something since the shows have been selling out saying, hey, if you can't make it last minute, blah, 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 come sell your tickets here. So check our threads if you're looking for tickets to shows that are sold out. We always do that the day before a show. No refunds, but we do that so you guys get a chance to sell your tickets. Following that show, we're going to be in Houston on April 20th. Come see us there. Miami, April 27th. We're going to be in L.A., March 11th.
May 11th. May 11th.
It's an M, and then, it's an M.
And then Toronto will be wrapping up May 18th.
And this is all thanks to Patreon. This is a platform where you can join our community, get an extra bonus episode every Monday after the regular show, 3 episodes a month. We have some really cool content on there, a lot of secrets that we don't share, a lot of diary posts, a lot of blogs, a lot of shit we do, a lot of shit talking we do on there. It's really dope. And if you are at the highest tier, it's $5 a month to get those 3 bonus episodes. At $15 a month, you can help produce an episode of the show, get on a call with me and Mandy, tell us what you want to hear, tell us what you don't like, tell us what you love, tell us what needs to be in Horrible Decisions that hasn't been done yet. And we also will send you some merch as well.
Yo.
So check out a clip from our Patreon episode. Tell us if you love it. I'm sure you're going to join, subscribe every Monday. Bye.
This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Holla.
Memory, and it's so fucking embarrassing. I used to hunch this girl named Kristen that lived down the street. I used to rollerblade to her house. And we went on this website looking for Britney Spears, but we spelled Britney wrong, and it landed on porn. So whenever I wanted to hunch Kristen, I'd tell her, let's go look at Britney. Actually, I would love to talk to her about it now. We're friends on Facebook.
That's funny.
But, yeah, we would just say, let's go Britney.
Yeah,
and my mom thought we were talking about, like, Britney Spears.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I don't think, like, to me, masturbating when I was younger, I think it was a lot like how it is now. I masturbated at night before I went to sleep.
Oh my God, yo, like, did I come? Like,
and I got lucky. I was the oldest of 3, so my 2 younger sisters shared a room. I had my own room pretty much my whole childhood. Because,
oh
bitch,
God.
I was the oldest.
I used to do this other thing with this guy that I couldn't have sex. It was the how we fought, bitch. That nigga. We used to do this hot dog shit where he would slide his dick, like, by my clit but not fuck me. And, yeah. But we didn't have sex.
Well, me and him never fucked.
He would just rub it up on my shit. And it was so great. But I was, like, so scared to have sex. Yeah, we so we would call it hot dog because it would be like dick in between your cheeks, but it wouldn't be like
that. Happens now. That's why I don't fuck little dicks, because they legit will slide out and niggas think they fucking me and they fucking my thighs. I just get really wet and niggas be like fucking my thighs. I'm like, you're not even in my hole anymore,
dude. It's
sir.
So crazy. Like,
that, I need a big old dick.
That was like legit mutual masturbation, which is the kink of the week. Like,
oh, now this whole want to keep following.
By the way, I did not know Segway was spelled. Not like the actual Segway motor thing.
It's spelled Segway.
How you spell Segway?
Bitch, don't sit here and try to do this.
Seriously.
S-E-G-W-A-Y.
No, it's not.
Why? Why it ain't?
Wait. Christopher and James got on my ass.
Bitch, they probably looked up another language encyclopedia, bitch.
No, so like Segway is spelled like S-G-U-E or some shit with like an apostrophe.
It is not S-G. I promise you there's...
S-E-G, whatever. But it's not Segway like W-A-Y. Segway...
What,
is,
E-I-G-H?
I'm trying to pull it up, but there's no single in here. But hold on. Let me explain.
Man, can you look up Segway? How you spell Segway?
Not like we spelling it. Segway was a word before the Segways.
Yeah. Oh, Segu? Oh, that's probably why my phone be trying to put the little red lines under it. And I'm like, bitch, I know this is right. Bitch, I swear.
Oh, I found it.
S-E-G-U-E, he said.
Segway, yeah. But it says... to move without interruption, and then the actual someone put, is it Segway or Segway? And then on dictionary.com it says most of the commonly confused words in English are old pairs. Segway, Segway, let me segue to a new topic. The word you want to use is S-E-G-U-E. The other Segway is actually a trademark. It's a motorized two-wheel personal vehicle.
I bet you they ain't want to learn this during the kink of the week, bitch. We out here giving,
but wait, you think they gonna think we dumb? Like, you think no, they knew that shit?
No, because you be liking to sit here and make it seem like I'm the dumb one. When, but bitch, you I'm are. The smart one. I'm definitely the smart one.
Mandy.
I am the smart. We're not going to do this. Go to the kink of the week. Follow your little outline. Now
you didn't
follow.
Know what genitalia was the other day.
Yes, I did.
You said,
I
what know, is it? Genitalia?
Genital? I know what genitalia is, bitch.
You know it, but.
I was wanting to make sure I was saying the correct word because
just
I
like
to,
you knew PEMDAS, nigga.
Bitch, first off, there is a. Order of the planets, but, that we're supposed to remind that has to do with pizza and your mother and shit like that.
But it wasn't PEMDA.
But so is because, bitch, I know my math, ho.
For what, how you gonna explain Baudet?
Bitch, first off, I'm not in Paris or France, so why the fuck am I supposed to know what French words are?
How you gonna explain libido?
That's how I spell. You know, English is the hardest language to learn. Well, it's really Chinese, but actually, it's not even Chinese. I think
what
it's like Cantonese
right now?
Or... Damn, no. What? Mandarin. That's the hardest. But when people from other countries have to learn English, the way we do our words and stuff is still very, very the fuck difficult.
Oh, you're right. Like, Mandarin, bitch, which is a
Mandarin
Chinese language group.
Bitch, I know I was
what do you
in
think
Asia.
Is second and third?
Probably Japanese. It's all
Japanese is third.
I know. Japanese, Mandarin, and what? Probably Cantonese or one of them other shit.
Arabic.
Okay, Arabic.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, but bitch, English is up there too.
Is
by
English
people that
one
don't...
of the most difficult, as we've seen.
For spelling and writing and words, yes, it's very tricky, bitch. Bologna is spelt bologna. Lasagna is spelt lasagne.
But why do they like, do pahone?
That's what I'm saying. It's
you too, know what I'm saying? Like,
what's pahone?
Phone.
See what I'm talking about? Phonetics, bitch. Hard as fuck.
This shit is hard.
So bidet, beret, same shit, bitch, whatever. It's not
bitch.
The same thing. You know what I mean, bitch? That's some other language, though.
So the kink of the week is mutual masturbation. Actually,
we've talked about this before.
We have. We never did it as a kink, but I asked the girls on the phone for some stories. The girl Gina says
she would have a story with a name Gina,
right? She met a guy on Bumble in the summer. They didn't have sex, and all he wanted to do was mutual masturbation with her because she said he wasn't ready for sex. And I wonder how tired of watching you jerk off I would grow. Because I want to do it as like a novelty, like for fun. I don't want to do it like instead of getting fucked.
So this is something that I don't think I've really ever done. Like, I'll jack a nigga off, but if I'm jacking you off, if I'm stroking your dick, we gonna fuck. I think something that I think about, because masturbation to me, unfortunately, and this is probably going to desensitize me in the future, I'm already sure of it. I can only come through visual stimulation, so I can't masturbate without...